you watch him?
When I'm not too lazy to get up, I watch him. I got several of his books here.
Uh-huh.
I like to read them. It's really...
Do you like that Reverend Ike? You ever heard him?
No, I haven't heard him. I heard Rex Lombard, Humboard, out of Akron, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And of course, Billy Graham, he's getting away. He's just, I don't understand him anymore. I used to, Billy Graham gets up there and beats them Bibles up, and I don't think that accomplishes anything myself. I think that...
What do you mean, you beat
them? Oh, he stands up there and he slaps the Bible and he goes on and on. He just, I don't know, he draws a tremendous crowd, and I don't know, he's getting away, getting a lot, well, he got smart. He's catering to the young people, because they're the ones that really they feed the kitty.
Yeah.
And boy, they go and flock into them. There's more young people than old people going to Billy Graham. Billy Graham's all right. I'm not saying he's not all right. He's a good evangelist and all that. And he's not preaching anything but the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he goes on about it, and just goes on and on, and, you know. I like Oral Roberts, my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Rex Humboard up in Akron. Yeah. Oral Roberts in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm.
A house that people are scared to go in. They say the house is supposed
haunted.
To
be.
Huh?
Haunted. Some of the people in the South call it haunted.
Uh-huh. You tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting...
chilly out.
And you say, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd... what? Stay here. I'd
just as soon stay here or something.
Okay. Or I'd what? Not go. I'd
rather not go.
And... you haven't seen a good friend in a long time. When you saw him, you might say,
haven't seen you in a long time.
And I'm what to see you.
So glad to see you.
Okay. Did you ever say proud to see you?
Well, no, I never used the word proud. That's more back here, going back to the little towns, rural areas. I've heard it on picture shows. I'm just so proud to be here. Minnie Pearl.
Yeah. Someone had about 500 acres, you'd say that'd be a land.
Well, if he had 500 acres, he wouldn't have a section of land. He'd have to have 640 acres to have a section of land. He'd have a nice sized piece of property, a farm.
Would you ever say a right smart of land?
No. I've heard the word parcel of land, but not smart.
And someone said something, you agreed with them. Instead of just saying yes, what exclamations might you have?
If I agree with somebody.
Yeah, instead of just saying yes, I agree with you, what else might you say? Do you ever say certainly or for sure or of course or anything like that?
Well, I'd probably use I agree with you on that.
Okay. And someone intensely disliked to go somewhere. You say he what hated that place. He
I don't know.
Did you ever say he plumb hated it or he purely
hated it? No, I wouldn't use that word. He just doesn't like the place.
Okay. You say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was more than just a little cold, it was
bitter cold, or real cold.
Okay, and if something was good, you really thought it was good, you'd say
that was real good.
Okay, just a second.